Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Radio City Talk is the kickoff. Say Happy New Year to Pet from Toffee TV. Morning, Pet.
Morning, all the best.
Right, give us a lesson in pronunciation. So it's not Cenk, apparently. You're telling me it's...
It's Cenk. Cenk. Cenk.
Cenk.
Cenk, yeah, apparently.
Cenk Tosun?
Cenk Tosun.
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 Right, okay. You've been reading up on your new boy. He's going to be your new boy, isn't he, by the end of the day?
Fingers crossed. You never know with Everton, but fingers crossed. I don't think it's Everton's fault, to be honest. If I'll be, you know, you always like to have a little moan. And to be honest, I think the news broke towards the end of the Man United game that there was a bit of a hitch in the deal. And obviously that just added to the whole thing. So, but hopefully, by the end of the day, you'll be an Everton player.
It's a lot of money. Or maybe it isn't a lot of money in this day and
age. I don't think it is.
I don't know.
I don't think it is a lot of money. Not now.
Mo Salah was only about £8 million more than this. Is it 25 or 30 million?
I think it's about 25 rising to 30.
Ah, right. Okay. It just still in my head, maybe I'm living in the old world, it still seems a horrendously high amount of money.
Well, it is. But in football terms, it's all relative, isn't it? So I suppose... I suppose in terms of when you look at who we've bought, it's not a massive amount of money. And for the team we're buying off Besiktas, they play in the Champions League every year basically now, because, you know, in Turkey there's the likes of them and Galatasaray who just seem to just play in the Champions League every year. So they're probably a decently wealthy club from the Champions League. So they can probably command that kind of money. They're not absolutely desperate for it. But from their point of view, though, we're looking from that side. You know, you look at these players sometimes, and all you see is the YouTube sort of clips and all that, and it's not great. But what I've been warned by is the amount of their fans coming on social media saying how much they love him, how much they're going to miss him, but also how excited they are for him that he's getting a chance to play in the Premier League. So that's really nice. You know, you look at it from that point of view. For the opposition fans of a team who's selling the club to be so devastated, and also fans of the opposition club saying thank you for taking this player away from our rivals, that's really warming as well. So hopefully,
sorry, which fans are saying this? The Fenerbahce fans,
and the Galatasaray fans are saying, you know, thank you for taking an opposition manager's coming out and saying it's so we're so proud to see one of our own players leaving and going to play in the Premier League.
So you think you're onto a good thing with Cenk?
Well,
Cenk.
Hopefully, you know, you can't. I think every player you sign, I think, is a risk unless it's an absolutely top bracket signing, which, you know, we don't get too many of. You sort of have to buy in that bracket below. Every you know, you look at the signings we made in the summer. You know, even players like Michael Keane have struggled, who, you know, played fantastic well in the Premier League. So everyone come in, and sometimes they settle straight away. Sometimes they take time, and it's whether while they're settling, you know, if everything's okay, then that's fine. But if the club's in a bit of a mess or you're struggling for results, then that's where the pressure is added. But he looks the kind of player we need. That's all I can really say about him.
You watched him in action last week, didn't you?
Yeah, up me and every other Evertonian, I think, on Twitter, just watched him on a cup game. And he was okay. He didn't really have to get out of second gear. But again, at the end of the game, the response to him, you know, he did sort of like a bit of a lap of the honour with all the other players.
Well, like a goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. And that was sort of, it was, they took him off after about an hour and he just scored. And, you know, your fans were going mental. And after the game, they were all, you know, he was sort of, he was sort of dictating the crowd and songs they were singing and all kinds.
Is it a short-term fix, this? Is it a please do something before May for us?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's absolutely what's needed. We need, desperate for a centre-forward, absolutely desperate for one. We have been, you know, since...
So is this a Steve Walsh identified target?
It looks like,
from Big Sam's list?
Yeah, it looks like it's from Steve Walsh, and probably... I imagine Allardyce is, you know, that's, he knows what he wants. But he's been in for such a short time anyway that it probably is a Walsh signing. But he looks like what we need. Whether it works straight away, I don't know. But he looks physical. He looks like he's got a bit of pace. He looks like he can play wide. You know, he looks like a player who can hold the ball up. And to be honest, that's exactly what we need at the moment, because we're just, you know, if anyone watches against Manchester United, the way the ball just bounces back off Nias. When you're struggling to get players forward, we're desperate for someone to just keep hold of the ball and just buy us a little bit of time to get up the pitch. And if we could do that, then that would be a massive help for us. You know, maybe not in the big games as such, because I think it's going to take him time to settle. But in the games where you're expected to win, where you just need that few seconds to just get the rest of the team into the game, because the amount of times we give the ball away in possession is incredible. But I think also what we need as well is we need someone in there that Gylfi Sigurdsson can just whip a free kick in, and you know that someone's going to be at the end of it. So just basic football, you know, somewhere you can just throw it in, he'll be at the end, on the end of it, because that's what we've been missing.
Everton have been blunt, haven't they, for a couple of games. Has it been very hard to watch?
Yeah, it's been pretty poor. I mean, the Chelsea game just before Christmas, you expected it, you know, you knew what the tactics were going to be. Just wanted a point, wanted to keep the run going. But going to West Brom and playing five at the back, and then going to Bournemouth and playing three holding midfielders, it just...
You really shouldn't have a game without a shot on target, should you?
No, you shouldn't.
I mean, fans should never be watching their football team thinking, I'm not going to see a shot here.
Never. And whether that be from a set piece or just a set piece that you throw in and someone, you know, the centre-back heads are on target, it should never happen against anybody. But the way we've been playing is being ultra-cautious. And the problem is you don't know why that is. You don't know what, you know, whether Sam Allardyce has only got 9 fit players and he's just trying to fit other people in. I mean, against Bournemouth, we played Garner and we played James McCarthy from the start. Mm. And both of them only had an hour in the max of them. So that struck me as a really strange decision, because surely you'd have one playing from the start and one, and the other one to replace him. That seems basic, because when they both went off the pitch, we didn't have a defensive midfielder to come on, and we ended up getting beat 2-1 because we were so wide open. Yet we started the game ultra defensive, and it's little decisions like that. You just think, does this guy really know what he's doing? And obviously, there's people out there who didn't want Sam Allardyce from the start, and it sort of helps their argument when you see things like this, when you see us going to poor teams and not putting a shot on target. So.
It's a little bit of a roller coaster of emotions for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was, hey, Sam's here and Sam's got us some draws and we're out of the relegation zone and we're into the middle of the table. And now it's almost like the expectancy, it's like he raised that expectancy too high, and all of a sudden it's like, hang on, Sam, you're not doing what we thought you'd be doing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. He raised the expectations. He took us from the bottom three to top half of the table, and we're still in the top half of the table. And you look below us, there's a lot of dross, really, and I'll include Everton in that. That, you know, you go, I think I seen something the other day saying the top six had won, as a collective, have won 75% of the games.
Everton are dross, is that what you're saying?
Oh, we've been absolutely terrible this season. I've got no argument saying that. We are a poor football side. We need so much work, it's unbelievable. But we've gone, you know, Ronald Koeman took us back by 2 years.
Did we not have the conversation where we said Everton were in one of the top 8 teams in the league?
Well, you know what? We might be one of the top 8 teams. It doesn't mean we're not a poor side, because I just don't think the Premier League's very good. The top 6 have got it absolutely boxed off. And we tried to break into that in the summer and got it all wrong. Just got it all wrong. Whether it be who we signed or what we did with them or how we prepared for the season, it's gone massively wrong, and we're just a very poor side, very average poor side. Mm. I mean, just general decisions like not starting the season with a centre forward that you can rely on is criminal. But we are where we are now, and we've got to just push on. And I still look at it the way I look at it the day Sam Allardyce came in. It's about wins, and we need 4 wins now. And you know, it's been a countdown since he came in. We need 4 wins to be safe. And once we've got those 4 wins, then I'll start looking at a different picture. How can we finish the season? Who can help us finish in the best position or whatever? But for me at the moment, it's still the same thing. And people might think I'm being negative. I'm just being looking at it in realistic terms. 4 wins gets us, you know, 39 points. You know, throw a draw in, we're at the 40-point mark, and we'll be all right. But you look, the Premier League's just awful.
Right, you've got important cup action before that.
Have we?
Are you going to Anfield?
No, never go to Anfield. You know this, Steve. You know this.
Come on, you've changed your mind since last season.
Never.
I'll give you a ticket. I'll take
never,
you.
Never, ever go.
I'll take you.
No, you're all right. Oh, hang on. You went to hospitality? No. Sorry, never going.
What's it mean to you, this game on Friday night?
A break from the Premier League.
What's it mean to you?
Very little, to be honest, in terms of I'm just happy that there's no...
Well, so even if you won on Friday night, it would still be very little to
you. I'd be delighted if we won, but...
But it doesn't matter to you if you lose.
No, of course it does. It hurts me every time we lose a game of football.
But just... more so against Liverpool in the Cup.
No. No. Days are well gone of me caring more about Liverpool beating us than anyone else. Seriously, honestly, that's just... It's...
Have you got a good chance this Friday night?
No, I don't think we have.
Any chance? You've got more of a chance than the other week, haven't you?
I don't know, and I'm not being negative when I say this, because I don't know what the tactics are going to be. I generally don't. And we showed our hand last time, and I don't know whether we can do that again. I honestly don't, because since then, I think things have slightly changed. And in the last few games, we haven't been like we were the first few games, where you just couldn't get past us. Players are, you know, there's been a little bit of a change of personnel at the back, and we've swapped and changed. I don't think that's helped, but we've had to do it because players are clearly tired. I think what we will have on Friday night is, if James McCarthy's fit, we'll have, and Garner's fit, we'll have two midfielders who'll try and break it up a little bit higher up the pitch and allow us to be a little bit further up the pitch. So instead of defending our 18-yard box, which is always really dangerous, we might be able to defend a little bit higher and go up the pitch as a team rather than isolation. I mean, even when we got the penalty, there was only Rooney and Dominic Calvert-Lewin anywhere near Liverpool's box. So if we've got two players, because I think James McCarthy showed what he's all about when he came on against Man United. He was breaking things up, and for 10 minutes he allowed us to play in their half rather than our own. And if we can do that on Friday, we'll have a lot more of a chance, because we don't play as a team. We don't move up the pitch as a team. We have been against poorer sides. Our last win, Swansea, we dominated the game, but obviously they're a poor side. But we played as a team up the pitch. We haven't done that enough times.
You can't rely on the template that you had last time you went to Anfield.
But you'll
get battered.
But if we do that again, I think Liverpool will be a lot more patient in how they play, because they'll know. And I think what's happened in the last couple of Liverpool games is they've scrapped and they've won a couple of games they haven't won it by 4 or 5. They've scrapped it out. And I think when you win games like that, that gives fans heart that you can do that and you can go to tricky places. So I think Liverpool will be a lot more patient if they come against a team that just wants to sit on its 18-yard box. So we might have to be a little bit more expansive. So as I say, I think I'm hoping James McCarthy and Garner can start the game and just allow us to play a little bit higher up the pitch. And then we'll see what happens. But
how many Evertonians going? Is it 9-9?
I think it's just, I think it's just below 9.
Right, okay.
So it'll be a different 9,000. It'll be a different atmosphere, won't it? You know,
I think it creates a brilliant occasion.
Everton fans will be singing, Liverpool fans will have to sort of come back at them.
Come on, you'd like that.
No, I couldn't care less.
Singing in the way end at Anfield.
I'm never going to Anfield, Steve.
You're meant to be the voice of Evertonians.
Got a microphone now.
Look at all these 9,000 fans. Good for them. Fans. People scrapping for tickets to get there on Friday
night. And if Everton win, they deserve to be in there. I don't deserve to be in there.
You don't deserve?
No. Because I've never been to Anfield, apart from a couple of occasions, but not to watch Everton.
Oh, you have been then?
Yeah, I've played Anfield.
Oh, of course you did, we discussed that.
And Euro 96, showing my age.
So not for a Liverpool game then?
No. Nope.
Right, so Friday night, what's going to happen?
I honestly don't know. Because I don't know what Everton team will be out, and I don't know what Liverpool team will be out. Mm. I don't know whether Jurgen Klopp will be...
Well, it isn't going to be Salah, and it isn't going to be... Mane.
No, and it's not going to be Coutinho.
Coutinho's not playing,
well,
is he?
He'll be in Barcelona. So
then you're talking about Solanke. He might even throw the Ben Woodburns of the world into the...
See, that'll be interesting if he does that. Will he have to... Because I've discussed this with a couple of Reds this week, and, you know, their opinion is Jurgen Klopp would love anyone else but us this week, because if it was anyone else, he probably could say, well, I'm leaving you out. But the expectation of a derby might mean he might have to play players he doesn't want to. But that's probably the same for us as well. Allardyce would probably like to play players, but knowing it's a derby, he probably feels like he's got to play certain players. So I don't think it's a game either club really wants. If you could have anyone in the third round, we certainly wouldn't want Liverpool away. But I just don't think Jurgen Klopp needs this game either. You'd rather have Chesterfield at home or something, wouldn't you? You can rest everyone. So it'll be interesting to see who lines up. I mean, we've got 8 days for our next game, so we could play our strongest side. But I don't know what our strongest side is because of injuries and fatigue and all the rest of it. So it'll be an interesting battle. And you know, at the end of the day, if we can nick another draw, then we get a home replay, and hopefully we'll be a lot more positive.
Ped, thank you. I'll meet you in main stand 7:30 PM. See you there. Watch the game together.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.